On TUE Breakfast with Mike and Sandy, crack a joke, share some scandal, or just sound off. Call 13 13 32.
We've spoken a lot about the Gen Y kids. These are the kids who don't want to leave home. But what about this new boomerang generation, the ones that actually leave home, but then they come back and then leave and then come back again for all sorts of reasons, usually because they're going through some tough economic times. They might lose their jobs, or they have a lot of debt, or they have loans from uni, their hex debts that they can't seem to manage through. But what do? Come back to mum and dad.
Mm. And apparently a survey out this morning says the reason's fairly obvious. They get the laundry done, the meals are better, all that sort of stuff. They don't have to work nearly as hard at home as if they're sharing a flat with somebody else and all that sort of stuff.
So how do you deal with it, if you're mum and dad, that is? Well, the international guru of boomerang kids is Christina Newbury, and she's put together a special website to help we, the parents, deal with kids who want to keep coming back home.
She's in Canada, but it seems that the problems are universal, global, worldwide. How do you deal with boomerang kids? And we found her at a website, adultchildrenlivingathome.com, adultchildrenlivingathome.com. And apparently she has some advice for us.
She's on the line from Vancouver. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
What do you do if you're the parents of kids who continually come back?
Well, it's a tough situation as a parent. You never want to turn your child away if it's going to leave them in a bad situation. So parents do tend to welcome the children back home. The most important thing is to remember to set boundaries. And to be very clear about doing that up front. It's easy to assume that when your adult children move back home that everything's going to work out really great.
I wouldn't assume that at all for a moment.
Well, if your kids have always behaved well, they behaved well as children, and you had a relationship established, and then all of a sudden they come back home and expect you to provide all of the same services that you did when they were little kids, but you might not feel quite as good about making them lunch every day or doing their laundry when they're 25 years old.
No way. So what do you do?
Well, a lot of parents do end up doing that, and that can be really dangerous, both for the parents, because they're going to end up with this kid living with them forever quite happily, but also for the kids, because those adult kids then never learn the skills that they need to really survive and thrive happily on their own once they finally do manage to leave the nest. So really the boundaries are important up front. We recommend actually that parents sign a contract with their children.
A contract?
Sign a contract?
Contract, that's right. Yeah, we provide a template for parents to use if they want to sign a contract.
What does the contract say? What sort of things have you got in it?
It's got everything from whether the adult child is going to pay rent, to what chores they do, to whether they're allowed to use the family car, who's in charge of the TV, and who's allowed to have the remote, and that sort of thing.
But do you find that the kids would take notice of this contract?
Pardon me?
Would the kids take notice of this contract?
Well, if the parents sit them down at the beginning and are really serious about it, it's a document that everyone signs, and it's once something's in writing, it's a lot easier to bring it back again and say, look, this is what we all agreed to. I mean, there's always the possibility that the kids can just ignore it, but, once you have it in writing and they've signed it and you've signed it, you can always bring it back and say, we agreed to this. If you're not going to stick by these rules, I'm not willing to have you stay here anymore. And it can be as simple as that.
And I'm calling my lawyer.
You can give that a try. I'm not sure how well that would work, but, you can give it a try.
Because, Christina, you're right. None of us would probably turn our kids away. Well, most of us wouldn't. But once they're in there, they could stay there for long enough that your own future becomes a little bit hazy.
They can, and that's one thing we tell people to be really careful about, making sure that they don't compromise their own financial situation in order to care for their adult children. If you don't have the financial means to have your adult children living at home with you, you just shouldn't do it. You should look for other ways that you and they can both help each other.
Right. Best to set a time limit on it, I would have thought, too. You can stay for 3 months and not a day longer?
Absolutely. That's in the contract, and that's one of the things that we suggest people set up before the boxes start showing up at the front door, is how long it's going to be for.
Yeah. Social, I mean, on a personal level, does it work or does it get a bit scratchy? I mean, if the kid, you can't treat me, I'm not a child anymore. And then the father says, well, you're not bloody living in this house, you don't, it's my house. How does that get on?
Well, it can be difficult, you know, especially at the beginning, and especially if oftentimes, as you said, it happens because the adult child has had some sort of financial problem, or often it will happen after the end of a relationship or a marriage, so the adult child's not in the best sort of mental space to begin with,
mm-hmm.
And then they come home and they are suddenly being parented again, and they don't react well to that. Or they're not being as parented maybe as they'd like to be, and they expect to have more done for them. So it's definitely a challenge. It's not easy for most people. So you have to know that going in, that there are going to be challenges, there are going to be hiccups as you go along, and it's not likely going to be a smooth process. So you have to be prepared for that and be willing to deal with the challenges as they come up.
Okay. I like the idea of the contract. I don't know how it would work, though, Christina, but thanks for the tips.
Are you going to draft contract on your website, right?
We do, yep. Yep.
Well, that may be the way to go. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Good to talk with you. Christina Newberry from adultchildrenlivingathome.com.
That's one word. If you want to go and get a contract drawn up, if your kids keep coming... Well, my kids would go to me, what, are you kidding?
I don't want to get personal here, but you are in this situation where children of a certain, you know...
Well, they're not boomerangs because they've not left
they've
yet.
They've left yet. She's still trying on that
waiting
one.
Waiting for them to go.
But if you were to present them with a con... I think you should do it, just for the hell of it. Why don't you print it off their website today?
And take it home.
So we've done this really interesting interview this morning, and I thought it made a lot of sense. Sign this.
You know what? I'll do it, and I'll tell you tomorrow what their reaction was. You can imagine it. They're going to go, what, are you kidding? Although, as one of my daughters said plaintively one day, but, Mum, you're always Mum and Dad. There's always going to be room for us here, isn't there? Oh, you're good.
I think you should print it off and present it.
That's why Packed to the Rafters is so successful.
Absolutely.
People watch that and they think, I can identify. I can identify. Boy, can I identify.
There it is. The Packed to the Rafters solution. Hit them with a contract and a lawyer, I think. The party of the first part hereby agrees, etc., etc.
And a departure date. That's the other thing. Okay, stay here for 3 months and then see you later. 17 past 8. Another